Psalm 119, verse 130. I believe that's the right one. And it says in the interest and unfolding of your word gives what? The interest. Well, what we just got through saying, get the word off the pages and put them in your spirit. And he said, the interest of your word, the interest and the unfolding of your words does what? It gives light. Their unfolding gives what? Understanding and what? Discernment. Comprehension. To who? I don't care how simple you are, when the word comes in, it lightens up. It gives you understanding. It teaches you what you don't know. It shows you what you haven't seen. It shows you what you haven't seen. But you got to get it off the pages. That's why I put it on the pages, because you know, so you can open the Bible up and read it. And God said, before anything I said won't come through and won't work for you, I swore by myself. And I could swear by no greater, so I swore by myself. I told Abraham, blessing, in blessing, I'll bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. So don't allow being simple be a problem. Be teachable. Be submitted. And be humble. And tell the truth when you don't know. Amen. But don't let nobody tell you you came too far from the backwood, you can't learn. Don't let anyone tell you that. You came out of too messed up a family. If you study the family of David, you'll change your mind. Y'all didn't quite get that one. I said, if you study David, you talking about a messed up family. But what happened? What did God say about David? A man after my own heart. You study it out. I know Absalom, but I can't think of the other guy's name. He raped his own sister. If that ain't incest and recess and and all the stuff that the word changed your circumstances. The word changed your mess. The word changed your hurts. The word changes your failure. The word changes you not knowing what to do, how to do. It changes into, I know what to do. I know how to do it. And it changes into, not only do I know how to do it, I can do it. And not only I can do it, nobody can stop me. That's what the word will do. It'll give you that kind of confidence. But if you start getting in some other area like pity, sorrow, excuses, laziness, and you go on down the list, well, the word can't help you because you don't have it. But he said, when it enter, the interest unfolding of the words of God. Why? Because everything that you see and don't see, the word created it, brought it forth. If he could create something and make it work, don't you know he knew how to keep it working? Satan won. That was in his sickness. That was no failure. That was no lack. That was no pain. It was nothing until Satan showed up. And now he lying. He'll lie to you. God won't heal you. God won't bless you. God never changed. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. He said it from the very beginning. He told Adam. The first thing he said, he blessed and multiplied him. What did he say? Verse 28, he blessed him and said, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Didn't he? That's the first. He didn't change his mind because he said, I don't change. But through the years and through the generation, we got all kind of stuff out on God. But he's still the same. He's still the blesser. He still multiply. He's still protecting. He's still leading, still guiding. He's still God. He's still God. That's why you got to get a unshakable faith. Don't you waver. I've been there, done that. But you know how I settled my faith, and you know how I got my faith fixed? Because that stuff was shooting at me like a machine gun. And it'll, you know, when you're not there, it'll wake you up in the night. You can't go back to sleep till you get that stuff off of you, till you get it off. I had Brother Hagin tell the time about he preaching needs a certain amount of money and told the pastor that this is what it takes. He said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my. He said, you just be quiet. I told you not to be asking because I knew what you. And he finally got him calmed down. Said, don't you say nothing. Just passed the offering plate around. Said, this is Brother Hagin offering. He said, during the course of the week, he ran several weeks. He went home and the wife said, we got a problem came up. And his offering for the week, what was it, $150 a week. It took that sounds like a little now, but back then, you know, when you could buy a loaf of bread for a nickel and you buy 5 gallons of gas for less than a quarter. So you see how big that sounds. But anyway, so he went home and she said, instead of us needing, because we got a problem to come up, instead of us needing, this is just to get, this just to break even. Instead of us needing $150 a week, we need $300. He went back and he said, we got the situation come up, you just be calm. He said, I told you, just be calm, because I just passed the plate around like I told you. He said, instead of me needing $150 a week, so I need $300. Oh my God, oh my. He said, just be quiet. Don't you say nothing. Just do what I tell you. He said, when the 3 weeks were over and they needed like $900, they got like $1,000 something. It was over $1,000. So he should have learned something.